Game of Thrones' Battle of Winterfell will be epic. Here's the full list of everyone we know is involved so far. By Megan McCluskey and Ashley Hoffman. Warning, this post contains spoilers for Game of Thrones Season 8. From the Battle of the Blackwater to the Battle of Castle Black to the Battle of the Bastards, Game of Thrones has a long history of producing lengthy battle sequences. But the show's creators say that the final showdown between the living and the dead in Game of Thrones Season 8 is going to be bigger and better than any other battle sequence that has ever been committed to film. What we have asked the production team and crew to do this year truly has never been done in television or in a movie, co-executive producer Brian Cogman told Entertainment Weekly of the Battle of Winterfell. This final face-off between the Army of the Dead and the Army of the Living is completely unprecedented and relentless and a mixture of genres even within the battle. But it's not just the battle itself that's going to be epic. It's also the most expansive cast of Game of Thrones characters that are set to play a role in the fight. Here's everything you need to know about the Battle of Winterfell. What's the Battle of Winterfell about? Fighting for your life can seem like a constant on a show filled with death and destruction. But this upcoming conflict isn't just any fight. This is the final battle for survival. In Season 7, Jon Snow, Kit Harington, proved to Daenerys Targaryen, Emilia Clarke, that instead of everyone fighting each other for the Iron Throne, the armies of Westeros needed to band together and fend off the fast-approaching White Walkers. Essentially, it's everybody, well, most of the good guys, versus the Night King and the Army of the Dead, all in one massive action sequence. After nearly 70 episodes of build-up, winter is most definitely here. Why is the Battle of Winterfell so significant? We'd probably be naive to assume the Battle of Winterfell is the only large-scale conflict the final season has in store. But this skirmish has the highest stakes to date, with most of the cast fighting for their lives. After all, Game of Thrones has been leading up to this final face-off for years. The Thrones creators promise it will rival what is often considered to be the longest consecutive battle ever filmed, the Battle of Helm's Deep from Lord of the Rings: The Two Towers, 2002, which clocked in at a whopping 40 minutes. In the words of Peter Dinklage, who plays Tyrion Lannister, this final confrontation is going to make Season 6's Battle of the Bastards look like a theme park. Blowing all of the other big battles out of the water was a grueling process for everyone involved. Filming the Battle of Winterfell took 11 weeks of shooting at night, requiring plenty of stamina from the hundreds of people involved in the lengthy sequence. The temperatures are freezing in the low 30s. They're laboring in icy rain and piercing wind, thick, ankle-deep mud, reeking horse manure and choking smoke, Entertainment Weekly reported of the undertaking dubbed the Long Night. Miguel Sapochnik, who previously helmed the Hard Home and Battle of Bastards episodes, directed this one as well, which means it will likely be one for the books. Which characters will be involved with the Battle of Winterfell? The Game of Thrones battles I've done previously were generally from Jon's perspective, Sapochnik told Entertainment Weekly. Here I've got 20-some cast members and everyone would like it to be their scene. That's complicated because I find the best battle sequences are when you have a strong point of view. I keep thinking, whose story am I telling right now? Here's a list of everyone who is reportedly involved in the Battle of Winterfell. Jon Snow, Kit Harington, Daenerys Targaryen, Emilia Clarke, Tyrion Lannister, Peter Dinklage, Sansa Stark, Sophie Turner, Arya Stark, Maisie Williams, Brienne of Tarth, Gwendolyn Christie, Davos Seaworth, Liam Cunningham, Samwell Tarly, John Bradley, Jorah Mormont, Ian Glenn, Sandor the Hound Clegane, Rory McCann, and of course, the Night King, Vladimir Fjordik. Who's fighting whom? It looks like the Westeros players named above and their armies have joined forces to defend themselves against the Night King's invasion, so it stands to reason that everyone who the King of the North and the Dragon Queen have convinced to join their fight is battling the White Walkers. And we know they have Viserion, who is now an Ice Dragon. One of HBO's latest Season 8 teasers opens with a tattered Stark flag waving over a seemingly demolished Winterfell. Could this be a scene from after the Battle of Winterfell? No one's present in the clip, and we can assume many of the fan favorites play memorable roles thanks to the artifacts littering the snow. We see shots of signature tokens like Tyrion's Hand of the Queen pin, Jaime's prosthetic hand, dragonglass-tipped arrows, and the feather that Sansa returns to the statue of her aunt in a Season 5 episode. which also made an appearance in the Crypts of Winterfell teaser. This would all seem to suggest that our heroes are no match for the ancient supernatural enemy. Another possible factor at play? What we're watching is nothing more than one of Bran Stark's nightmarish visions. Either way, it's not comforting. Any popular Battle of Winterfell theories I should know about? It's only logical that the Night King and the White Walkers would encounter Winterfell on the way from the far north now that they can get past the Wall. But one popular theory suggests the Night King could have a different endgame in mind. A Redditor posited that the Night King could strategically send the White Walkers to descend upon Winterfell as a diversion while he swoops down to the heavily populated King's Landing to take down Cersei and the Golden Company. With Cersei dealt with, the Night King would have even more whites to double back up to easily defeat Winterfell and our heroes. That kind of stealth move could be right up the Night King's frosty alley. We'll just have to wait and see when the Battle of Winterfell airs in Game of Thrones Season 8.